Welcome to Notes from Your Style Coach. I'm Samantha, the style editor, and I help women in business to make money through the power of their wardrobes. Join me and guests weekly to kick your style into shape and start harnessing your personal brand to get results. Whether your goal is to hit consistent 5 to 10k months, whether it's to get promoted or to be seen as an expert in your industry. Two of my Own the Room cohort hit their first 5k months during the accelerator, and that is exactly what it was designed to help them do. But money wasn't the only win. From feeling confident in their job search to applying for a spot on a prestigious course and getting it, wins are happening inside Own the Room, and there's a space in round two with your name on it. But how does a program about style help you to get to those consistent 5k months? Well, one, what to wear is such a low vibe concern if you are the kind of businesswoman who hits 5k months. Standing in front of your wardrobe, stressing about what to wear 5 minutes before an important meeting, or having a messy closet shoved full of stuff you never wear, or putting on a bobbly old hoodie from off the floor to run your business is really not the vibe that's going to get you where you want to go. And getting rid of the rubbish in your wardrobe is equivalent to getting rid of the rubbish in your mind. People hugely underestimate the link between all the stuff they're holding on to and feeling clueless about what to wear. And of course, if you feel clueless about what to wear, that has an impact on your confidence at work. And if you don't own your style, there is no way in hell that you are owning the room. The room is a metaphor in this case for your business, for your personal brand, for your LinkedIn. And it is no coincidence that the women inside Own the Room are hitting those 5k months. And it's no coincidence that my one-to-one clients get even better results. They're hitting 10k plus months. They have stopped dicking around with clothes that do not serve them. So if you want to make your wardrobe a part of your business strategy in 2024 and beyond and start scaling to those 5k months and beyond, come join us in Own the Room. The link is in the show notes. Here's what I see a lot. Brilliant businesswomen, full of potential, knowing they need to get their style sorted, but constantly putting it on the back burner. They are trying their hardest to hit those consistent 5k months, but ironically, their resistance to getting help, not showing up with presence, and them holding onto a wardrobe stuffed full of clothes that don't serve them does not a consistent 5k a month business owner make. They are making their progress much slower than it could be. Now, we know why this is. Historically, women have been taught to put everyone else above themselves, to sacrifice their own health and happiness, lest they be seen as a bitch, and to get validation from being a good girl, which often manifests itself as wanting to fade into the background. The problem is, my friend, you cannot fade into the background when your ideal clients are on social media. How the hell are they going to find you and pay you properly if they can't see you? Or if when they do see you, your lack of clarity about what you do, your insecurity about your pricing comes across as so wobbly that you may as well be jelly. So today I want to put a metaphorical cup of very strong coffee, I'm a very strong coffee kind of drinker, under your nose and wake you up as to why, if you want to hit those consistent 5k months or you want to get more visible or become an industry leader, sorting out your wardrobe cannot wait. Okay, so the first sign that you really do need a wardrobe upgrade ASAP is that your personal brand is non-existent. You think that you're doing okay at the office and then the head of comms calls you Sharon when your name is Claire. How is she going to find you on LinkedIn? How is she going to open up her network to you or invite you to meetings when you are so forgettable, no one can remember what you do here? Or let's say that you run your own business and a dream client is looking for someone who does what you do. She knows she's seen you on LinkedIn, but she can't quite remember your name and your personal brand is so wishy-washy, she couldn't actually really pick you out of a lineup. So guess what happens? She chooses someone else. These are harsh examples, I know, but sometimes the truth hurts, babe. Women retire on average with £130,000 less than men, and we cannot change the reasons for this when women aren't visible in senior positions where decisions are being made, or if we're not making enough money in our businesses to have any kind of sway in the world. We can't invest in companies doing good, and we can't donate to causes we care about without the resources to do so. Your good girl conditioning has you being quiet, doing a good job, and thinking that's enough to land a promotion or higher ticket clients. And guess what? It's not. It's not enough to be good at your job. I'm sorry, but you need to start being strategic with your style. And the second sign that this needs to happen ASAP is that your wardrobe has not evolved with your career. You've been through 3 companies, you've had kids, a pandemic, you've become a business owner, and yet you're still wearing the same clothes as when you graduated. I don't think so. Or you are, and this is worse, possibly worse, at your desk saying you're a CEO on LinkedIn and then you're wearing like a scruffy old hoodie. Make it make sense. Looking dated impacts your credibility, and this is not my opinion. This is the result of studies. There are several which show that people instantly make a judgment. People in buying and hiring positions are judging you as to whether you are the right person for the job. And don't even get me started on the fact that employers are literally saying no to candidates with all the credentials because of what they're wearing. Yes, this sucks. But again, we can't change anything if we aren't in the rooms where those decisions are being made, and we aren't going to get there if we aren't being strategic with our style. The third sign that your wardrobe needs an upgrade ASAP, if you are someone who is looking to get promoted or you've got big goals, you want to be visible, you want to be an industry leader, is that your idea of having a wardrobe plan is choosing an outfit 5 minutes before you leave the house. This is adding a whole load of extra unnecessary stress to your life. I know, you don't have time to get it sorted. Yeah, I heard. You're so busy, you can barely take a break. But it's really ironic that you waste 10 minutes every day when you could add all that time up, spend it on a strategy and your style education, and have plenty of time to spare to spend on the things that you actually care about. What to wear is such a low vibe concern for a woman who's going to hit those consistent 5K months and beyond. I'd say you're actually making it harder for yourself to get there if you aren't sorting out your wardrobe, because like I said at the top of this episode, standing in front of your wardrobe, stressing about what to wear 5 minutes before an important meeting, or having a messy closet that's shoved full of stuff that you never wear and that still has a tags on you can't fit into, or putting on a bobbly old tracksuit from off the floor drobe to run your business is really not the vibe that's going to get you to where you want to go. If you picture the woman who has reached your end of year goal, does she do those things? No, she's got this sorted. And that's because how you do one thing is how you do everything. As I've said before, if there's loads of mess, confusion and stress in your wardrobe, where else does that appear in your business? Can your business and your style actually hold the level of leads, of clients, of revenue that you want? If the answer is no, then maybe we need to start in your wardrobe. Let's get the foundation sorted. Let's raise your level of confidence and let's get strategic with your personal brand. And then you can get your pricing right because you feel so much more energized in what you're doing. You start to call in clients who love working with you, and you start to, guess what, bring in those elusive 5K months.